Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie. Good morning, Jim, and all the
good morning,
of our
Reefa.
Listening audience.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, it
Reefa,
was a...
can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You know what? I have a very bad connection. I'm going to clock back in. Give me 1 second.
Okay, well, I'll just keep talking. Here in L.A., we had a very, very, very blustery evening. Or night, I woke up, I don't know what time it was, but there was thunder and lightning. And for those of you that don't live in Southern California, we really don't do thunder and lightning. So it was shocking. It was so loud, it felt like an earthquake, which is something that we're used to. So my first instinct was, well, it's an earthquake. And I kept waiting for the ground to move, but it didn't. And so I finally
supposed to get an El Nino. That's what they were telling me. No El Nino because the water in the ocean was different temperature. It was going to go up north. But, boy, after hearing that and seeing the rain, it sounded like we got part of El Nino, huh?
Well, I don't even know what El Nino is, but I know thunder scared me and my dog half to death last night. But all is well this morning. Again, it's bright and beautiful in L.A. I understand we've got some more storm that's going to come through. But it's still a beautiful day.
Yeah, we need the rain, though, you know.
Well,
a little bit overdue.
We need the rain. Yeah, but I'm a little under the weather, so I'm not excited
that it's
raining right
literally.
Now. Literally. I've had this cough that's been going around Los Angeles. I stayed in bed for like 4 straight days. I'm still not really over it. But I hear it's going around. I know lots of people have it. So that, too, will pass.
You'll weather the storm because you got your new diet, your new health thing that all the boomers are working on. Everybody is following us. We're just pushing this thing with the new health, the new drinks and so on and so forth. Yeah. Yeah. Get your veggies.
It's true. So that brings us up to our hot topic.
Moving right along.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic. Well, if you're hooked into any kind of news whatsoever, I know you already know that First Lady Nancy Reagan passed away over the weekend. And she had a wonderful life. Sometimes you feel really bad when someone passes away, but Nancy Reagan had a great life. She was an actress. She was married to the love of her life. She was first lady. She just had a wonderful life. I think the only thing she may have regretted was that she outlived her love, Ronnie, for so long. But now I'm sure that, they're reunited. And she's going to be missed. We're going to be seeing tributes, I'm sure, for at least days to come, maybe even weeks, and the services and memorials are going to be up at the Ronald Reagan Library here in California. So there's, it's a sad time in the sense that she'll be missed, but just a great celebration of life. And the thing I remember most about Nancy Reagan was the Just Say No program. I was of that generation where Nancy Reagan just said, just say no. And people didn't know how powerful that actually was. It really was a powerful thing. I don't think we've had a war on drugs that was as powerful as the Just Say No program. So I just want to send my condolences to the Reagan family and the extended family and the country, because we have truly lost a great lady.
That's true. That's true.
And your hot topic.
Well, the news updates, your report, Nancy Reagan died of heart failure at age 94, married for 52 years, and Reefa covered it, and our condolences to her family. And then, moving along and some of the hot topics in the news here. You know, I'll just touch on a couple here. We got a football superstar, Peyton Manning. He's preparing to retire. And usually when you get these sports people, it's injuries and pains, and it brings them to retirement. And it's a big transition for him, going from the limelight. And then we got some oil prices going up. Well, what are the causes? Well, okay, oil is a commodity, remember. And as such, it tends to see larger fluctuations in price. It's more than stable investments, and that's according to Investopedia. All right, police are looking for a man who shot a pastor outside Idaho, a Cruz supporter. And terrorists killed 30 people in a bombing in Iraq. A U.S. drone strike kills 150 in Somalia. The Flynn families are preparing a class action lawsuit against the governor and his people, so on, because this has been going on for such a long time, and there's, you know, the higher ups had water shipped in, and they're allowing these people to drink this water. And then, and we talked about El Nino. We had a touch of it today. U.S. and South Korea are having joint military exercises. The North said that they will retaliate with preemptive nuclear strikes. So this is an uneasy situation. Latest primary seven. You know, we would know what's going on with all this stuff. Oh, this is crazy. This is like a big soap opera. All right, the delegates needed for a nomination are 1,237. All right, Bush, Carson, and Christy Flurin, they're gone. So we got Trump with 384, Cruz at 300, Rubio at 151, followed by Kasich with 37. And what's coming up in March? All right, well, we know we got Michigan, North Carolina, March 15th. For North Carolina, that's hot. Everybody's shooting for the delegates in Michigan and North Carolina. And then on the 8th, we got Hawaii, Republican caucus, and then 8th, Idaho, and the 8th, Michigan, and then followed by Mississippi primary. And then we got the Democrat debate on the 9th and Republican debate on the 10th. So it's going to be a busy month. Will Trump take it to go against Hillary? Well, we'll see what happens. And then, we got a big lawsuit going on, Retha. Hulk Hogan is suing Gawker Media for $100 million. Said they violated his privacy, life, and so on. So much stuff. So much stuff going on. But anyway, Retha, you know, I know you're preparing, you're doing your investigations on the elections and everything. You follow it pretty close, don't you, or no?
Yeah, I've actually watched more debates this election than I ever have in my entire life. Yeah. I'm really not happy with the Republican Party, so I'm not going to even start on that right now because I'm truly infuriated by what's going on within the party.
That's crazy.
If it doesn't get better, I will probably publicly discuss it, but for right now, I'm just hoping that it gets better.
Yeah.
But that brings us up to our first commercial. I think that brings us up to our
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming week. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked in Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way indeed. And people are finding out it's not easy what Eric built. That's not the EASY. He's doing it the easy way, and he built that, and people are finding out it definitely benefits them. Aretha, we have a very special guest that's going to be on the show, and this is something the boomers are interested in. It's a large part of our life, part of our security, and his name is Robert McIntyre, a real estate expert, and he knows the business. So this is Robert. Are you on with us?
I am, Jim. Can you hear me?
All right. Hi, Robert. How you doing? This is Aretha Gray, Betty White's co-star. Aretha, this is Robert, real estate expert extraordinaire.
Hi, Robert.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure. And, Robert, you know, we, Aretha and I, over the many shows we've done, you know, it's security, it's what's going on with Social Security and our, you know, our investments in insurance and so on and so forth, but for many of us, kind of gets down to where we're living, and so many trends. Now we got the people coming from the Midwest want to move out here. What, where is your, you know, perspective on this? Are you seeing a lot of people coming out here from different states and kind of getting a little cultural shock with the prices so high out here? Do you see the boomers downsizing or getting bigger properties because, you know, their kids may want to move into, you know, into a place with them? What's going on with real estate as far as that's concerned?
Well, Jim, those are some very good points. We do see a lot of younger people moving out here to Southern California. I mean, they'll come from Ohio. They'll come from Michigan, a lot of the Midwestern states. And, you know, once they're here, they just really fall in love with the lifestyle. I mean, you've got the terrific weather. You've got good jobs available for people. And it makes them very comfortable here. But you're right. When you look at real estate, the values here, especially in Southern California and Orange County, they're much higher than a lot of the other areas. And so that does become a challenge for them to actually, you know, save up and then acquire a nice home.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And do you see the kind of, you must kind of see the looks of disappointment on some of the faces when they're selling their 3 or 4 bedroom house in Michigan or Illinois and coming out here, and they say, well, can you show us this or that? And you move into a 3 bedroom scenario, and they might have sold for 300 or 400, and they're seeing maybe 6 or 7 out here. What do they
do? Well, they have to adjust their expectations. And, you know, part of it is they realize they just have to get started and, you know, get that first property and then start building up their savings. And then, you know, over time, they can look to get maybe a little bit larger property, just something that might be a little bit more, you know, work
feasible
for their, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can see that with some people, maybe 30s, 40s, but when you're dealing with somebody in their 60s, late 50s, 60s, they come out here for retirement or to move. That's a little different scenario if they're only dealing with so much equity from back in the Midwest. So they would just have to really make some changes or try another location, I guess, huh?
That's right, yeah. They have to look at, you know, their total situation. And you know, when you get older, you may not maybe need as large a house. Maybe you can get by with a 2-bedroom property or just something that's smaller, so that maybe it's less upkeep and makes it much easier to manage the property over time.
Oh, yeah. And no crystal ball, but, you know, everybody's happy when the rates are low. Now, when I purchased back in 77, 76, I was looking at 9%. And now we're way below that at 3.5%, 4%. Do you think, I mean, can we keep something like that going, these kind of rates, if they're so low? Do you think this will, I mean, it's really beneficial for buyers, but do you think this can hold out like this?
Well, it is hard to know for sure, but when you look at the recent past, they definitely have held the rates down, and they had tried to raise them in December, and I think we'll know over the next few months if they're going to be able to keep increasing them gradually. I think that's what the Federal Reserve would like to do. But I think they'll probably stabilize right maybe around 4 over the next 6 to 9 months. That would be my prediction. And then it's hard to say what will happen next year because, you know, this being an election year, there's bound to be some changes. So it's still, when I look at real estate overall, I mean, even if we'll say rates went up to 5%, I mean, historically, that's still tremendously low. And we've seen the local economy do well, and real estate has come up from just 3 or 4 years ago. So even if real estate, just the price is flattened out, it's still long-term just a great investment and a great time to be considering, you know, buying a property.
Exactly.
Robert, do you see a lot of people in the Los Angeles area selling their property at these high rates and then moving back east or to the Midwest or South where they can get an acre and all kinds of property?
Yeah,
we do see some people, and in a number of cases, it's due to a job change. Maybe their job has relocated, so they actually have to sell their property. So that is happening, and they are definitely taking, a nice opportunity because there are people who live in Los Angeles, they have to move to Texas. Well, in Texas, you can get a near beautiful brand-new home for $150,000. And it's just totally different than our local area. So they get a lot more property for their money, but they don't get near the weather we have and the local vibrant economy.
Or the tax situation. They have a 2% where California has 1. So a $300,000
right.
property, you're paying $3,000 there, you're paying $6,000 for a $300,000. You know, that's a big, big jump. Now, you know, what I've been hearing on the news several times on the radio is they're talking about it's becoming a real owner's market as far as, landlords and so on. They say it's getting difficult to find places even, and if you do find one, they kind of give you the recommendation of don't underbid, put a lower bid and put the bid they're asking or even higher because they're getting multiple bids or people are actually going a little over the asking prices. It's really getting like that, huh?
It really is in a lot of the markets. And when I look at Orange County, I was looking up some of the trends. Typically, that if you look at overall inventory over the last 20, 25 years, you'd say there'd be 9,000 homes on the market during that time. And right now our inventory is down to about 5,200 homes. So it's definitely a thin market, and that really benefits the sellers. And we expect it to continue because of the low interest rates that the sellers will be getting multiple offers. Yes.
It's a supply and demand, you know. I mean, Reetha and I both enjoy real estate, and it's a supply and demand situation. Reetha doesn't want anybody to move out here, though. She wants to keep California the way it is. But you know, they talk about some of the people. There was a situation out here in Orange County, and some families just couldn't afford this area anymore, so they would move out to Riverside County. And they would, get a 20% savings on the properties and so on. But even out there, it's going up. I mean, people are coming in. I don't know what the stats are or if you'd know, but they seem to be coming in from everywhere, not just the Midwest or the East Coast, other countries. I mean, you know, you have people from a variety of countries coming down here. And what I hear, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but people are coming down here and the realtors aren't dealing with any kind of issues with banking, with funding. They're just coming down here paying cash for a lot of these places.
Yes.
Have you
seen that? Yes, we see, you're really hitting a nail on the head there. We see buyers really coming from all over. I mean, there's a lot of money coming from Asia, and there's a number of people coming from South America and just all other regions. A lot of people come from Canada because it's cold in Canada, so they want to come down here and live for, the warm weather, and they can still keep a place up in Canada. So, Southern California really, it's known internationally, and people feel good coming to Southern California.
Well, it's you know, kind of becoming an issue. People talk about climate change, and you have these radical changes in weather. And, you know, when you get to be a baby boomer, it's a concern with your utilities and so on, what's ahead. And, you know, really out here, you don't need a heater or air conditioner if you're in some areas. I mean, you could, I mean, some, we get a little bit of it once in a while, a little hot, a little cold, but basically you're looking at 75 degrees all year round. And I guess that would be an issue, you know, in getting out of the snow. But then again, there are people, some of the baby boomers, retirees, that will leave to be with their children, and they have to take a deep breath because the children might live in New York. I had a lady out here. She sold her property for about $5 or $6 million. It was, you know, the area down around Crown Valley. And for our listeners, that's around Laguna Beach, which you probably know the name. And it was down around PCH and Crown Valley. And she had a beautiful home looking down at the beach, and she wanted to be with her family. So you've probably seen all the scenarios where some leave here to go back with family, some come out here for the weather, just enough to keep you busy. But at least when a piece of property is marketed, what are you looking at for an average stay time on the market? You know, several months, or does it go quick, or?
You know, that's a great question. And typically, let's say a property is priced over $1 million or $1.5 million. The market time is longer. It's definitely more than 3 months. It can be even as long as 6 to 7 months if it's, you know, a certain unique property. But if it's under $1 million and right now it's in, you know, very good condition and, you know, been well maintained, then you're looking less than the 90 days. I mean, it's things are really moving pretty well.
What do you call that? Moving right along. Well, Robert, thank you so much. I mean, Reith and I could talk to you for hours because this real estate thing and the decisions people make, especially at our age, you know, you want to make the right decisions. But thank you for some. I know how busy, your busy schedule. So
if people want to get in touch with you, if they're interested in property in Orange County or L.A., how would they get in touch with you?
Oh, easiest way, can I give out my phone number?
If you don't mind giving it out, we don't mind hearing it.
Okay, best number. I work, it's 949-482-3999.
Okay.
You handle properties mainly in the Orange County area?
I specialize in the Orange County area, but I'm well-versed in most areas of Southern California, and I'm happy to, if I can't handle it, I can certainly give a referral.
I do also do commercial,
industrial, and residential.
Yes, okay, cool. And last question, are you glad you're a realtor out here in California rather than in Vermont?
Yes, I am. Yes, Jim.
You don't have to shovel out your car to go see it. Well, again, Robert, thank you much for coming on. We have to move along, and we'll have you on again if you have some time and you know, touch base on some more real estate topics.
That would be my pleasure.
Thank you again, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Talk to you again.
Have a good day. Mm-hmm.
Well, Reith, interesting stuff, huh?
Phone.
With the real estate?
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
I have got to once again remind everyone to protect your electronics. It amazes me that people pay hundreds of dollars for tablets, for cell phones, for smart watches, whatever, and then they don't protect them. I see people that walk around with their phones with no case on them, with their screens without plastic covering on top of them. You've got to protect your electronics, people. Now, I understand that some of the new phones coming out are actually water resistant. Now, that doesn't mean waterproof, but it does mean for those of us who have dropped a phone in the toilet at least one time, you can probably retrieve it and it'll be fine. But most phones haven't progressed to that point yet. So you need to have a case on it. You need to seal it as much as you possibly can to keep it safe. Cases are beautiful. Now, I've had people tell me, well, I don't want a case on my phone. That's why I bought this nice, sleek little phone. Okay, but when you break the face of it because you dropped it and you didn't have a case on it, you're going to end up wishing you had just bought a case. And you can buy a cheap case. Or you can buy a very luxurious case. You can buy a very fashionable case. Same thing with your pads, your tablets, your laptops. I see people walking around and they have no protection on their laptops. You can get just some cases. I got a plastic case for my laptop, and I can't tell you how cracked it is, which just goes to show how much I abuse it, and I don't even realize I abuse it. So I just want to remind everyone again, protect your electronics. Buy cases. Buy the plastic shields to go over the glass. Take care of your toys. Didn't they tell you when you were a kid, take care of your toys, put them away? It still holds true for us as adults. I'm just warning you, especially as it gets warmer outside and we're hanging outside more, make sure. And it also protects your stuff from getting stolen when you have it and it's identifiable and uniquely yours. If it's just an iPhone sitting there, they all look alike at one point. And someone will walk off with your phone accidentally. If you have your phone in a unique case, then you know it's your phone, no problem. So just a friendly reminder, protect your toys.
Protect your toys, Aretha. Good point. And we had an event last night, and somebody left their iPad there. People are always missing. But, you know, as far as the water situation, I was actually talking to somebody last night, and they said they're coming out with a waterproof phone. And it's supposed to be a 7 or something, whatever. And
it's a water-resistant.
Water-resistant phone.
There's a difference between waterproof and water-resistant. Water-resistant means you can drop it in the fountain, you can drop it in the toilet, and you retrieve it, and it'll be okay.
You can't go scuba diving with it.
Yeah, that's what waterproof means.
Okay, so I won't see you scuba diving, tweeting or texting on your phone.
No, actually, I have one of those GoPros, so I can go underwater with my GoPro.
All right, we got
you. And that brings us up to your gym.
Okay,
it's Jim's gym time.
It's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, was that fun, guys? And you know, we're sitting in our homes, and it's a big deal when you know our taxes go up or. We redo a loan or get an equity credit. All this is, you know, a lot of the baby boomers for our properties. So we're gonna touch base on our gym, baby boomer housing trends. Kind of go a little bit along with Robert's some of the information Robert has. I find them so interesting, this real estate stuff. But anyway, baby boomer trends in housing. In a U.S. News magazine article, they gave us 7 baby boomer trends to watch. 1, we got baby boomers want to pay off their mortgage. Okay, old Midwest trend there. Most baby boomers, especially those born before age 55, own their own home. One of the problems, everybody, look, you have this equity sitting there. You have a couple hundred thousand equity, but it's not like you're going to the bank withdrawing money from savings. This is money that's equity in your house that you may be able to take out, but you're paying an interest rate. You're paying the bank, okay? So it's a loan. So you got to be careful doing that. Okay, moving along here. Number 2, they want to lower their housing expenses. For many boomers, the equity that they've had in their homes has been the largest asset they have. Because remember I told you several times, you're probably getting me tired of saying this, the average baby boomer retired, they made about $44,000 a year. They retired with about, well, financial experts say $500,000 is par. No, the average baby boomer is retiring with like $25,000. So their nest egg is the equity in their home. And unless they sell their house, they can't use that money. Number 3, boomers want to Well, they want more conveniences. They want a smaller house. They want a single-story house. But they want all those little gizmos in the house, you know, energy-efficient stove and refrigerator and all that kind of stuff, because it saves you money. And all this stuff adds up when you're on our large Social Security situation, which we didn't get a raise this year. They want a walkable neighborhood. That was the number four. And they want to renovate. That's a big one. Okay, we have a lot of time, so be careful renovating, because you're going to look and say, where can we get money to renovate? Let's take some equity out of the house. All right, you can be careful on that one, because, you know, renovating a kitchen could cost you $100,000. Boomers want to remain, you know, they want to be on their own. They want to remain on their own. They want to be their own person. And number seven, they want to be close to family and friends. That's what we touched on with Robert about, you know, we talk about people out here that have moved out of beautiful homes with ocean views or whatever. It doesn't have to have an ocean view. That's a small percentage. And they're out there and they're selling their home and going back to Maine or something, or Chicago. But that's a trend. But anyway, Retha, that was interesting having Robert on, wasn't it? I mean, this real estate stuff, and I know you dabble in it, it's just interesting scenario to see how it all pans out. I mean, we went through 08 and we saw what happened. Now it's kind of smooth sailing. And these low interest rates, though, I tell these younger people, boy, if you're going to get something, this is the time to jump on the old bandwagon of low interest rates. What do you think? I've had, I don't know how many people that I've talked to that are looking around and they want to get some equity put together. They want to, all right, you know, I've had people just not too long ago, they're, you know, renting. And I said, well, why don't you buy a place? Oh, they don't have the down payment and they don't have the credit. Well, start doing your research. There's all kinds of ways you can get in the property. There's asset-based loans. Do research and find out ways of, you know, maybe buying on a contingent basis, you know, a lease to option, where you can maybe lease a home, work it out with the owner, where part of the rent could go towards a down payment. There's properties that were tax lien properties. I mean, if you really look, my point is, when your interest rate is in the 4% category, this is ridiculous. This is so low. It's so great for a new home buyer, or great for anybody. But if you have a chance to get a piece of property by hook or by crook, those low interest rates will give you a lower payment. A lower payment makes it easier to purchase that property. Because if the rates go up a point or two, your payments just went up, and you have to qualify for those higher payments. An interest rate point switch can disqualify you from qualifying for that loan. You may qualify for a payment of $1,500 if you're looking at maybe a 4% loan. But if it goes up to maybe 5 or 6%, that same loan could go up several hundred dollars, and guess what? You don't qualify. So anyway, guys, thanks for stopping by, and I think we're going to call it a wrap, or a little overtime here. Thank you, Robert, for coming on, and Retha. And I think Retha had an appointment. So what we're going to do is, you know, remember, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting, text 21777, and just
I
type
remembered
this.
It. I actually remembered okay. It. 2177.
Good for Retha.
Seven, right? Easy
you got
way.
It. You got to be 21 years old to
777.
You got it. And if you want to fill in the rest, just text an easy. Retha, I think this is so amazing. Eric's been just working 15 hours a day, 18 hours a day and all this stuff, and people are happy.
He's young.
Yeah.
He's young.
You know, this. How does that work, Retha? I mean, you just type something in like that and type in, you know, the letter EZ, and you go right to everything. But, you know, these trends, like, I don't know if you talk to some younger people. Do you ever recommend that if they're going to buy, they better buy now? But we don't have too much more time to talk about that. I guess it's a wrap, Retha. I'm talking too much. And time to move along, guys. You want to drop anything else there, Retha?
I was going to say, the party on the 26th, everybody needs to check it out. It's going
to
be an awesome party on the 26th.
at the studio.
I'm looking forward to it. Again, just text Easy Way to 21777 and you'll be able to get all the information about that. RadioBoomersLive.com is our website. We're on Twitter, Radio Boomers Live. My Facebook is Retha Gray. Twitter, Retha Gray. My website's RethaGray.com. I've got new reels up on my website. So for those of you who've never seen my acting, go to RethaGray.com. You can see some clips from some of the things I've done over the last couple of years.
Oh, so cool. Yeah.
So, I think that's about it.
Get to see all the stuff. I think it's a wrap, Rafe, and thanks, everyone, for coming on Easy Way Broadcasting and Radio Boomers Live. And get your updates on what's going on in the latest Hot Topic news trends and Retha's tech issues. Keep up with all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we got health. We have Social Security information, insurance, real estate. I mean, it's just endless. Go to our archive shows, Radio Boomers Live, and just get so much information. I mean, you know, knowledge is power. And I guess, Retha, it's a wrap. And everybody, tune in next week. Looking forward to it. And till then, guys, we'll see you. So long, Retha.
Bye.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Retha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.